With that said, any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning, I know Sandra just came back from a long trip. Janie come back from a long trip to Toronto, and we're grateful that they're back home safely. Janie.
So while I was in Toronto, Craig called me, which he normally doesn't do during the day, but his dad had been sent to the hospital on Wednesday. We were not sure what was going to happen if I needed to change my travel plan to go from Toronto to Pennsylvania. But it turned out it was just low blood pressure.
Oh.
So they have stabilized his blood pressure, changed his medicine, everything. But now the concern is whether he's going to a rehab facility or going back to the assisted living. And just pray that the right decision is made.
Yeah, thank you. Lord, hear our prayer this morning. Sandra.
Pray for a safe trip up and a safe trip back. Made multiple stops along the way, and I got to see my niece, who had a surprise beach wedding in Panama City. She's one that's in the Air Force, and she's on leave, and they said, let's do it.
Oh, cool. Good.
Beach,
hallelujah.
You know, and the only people that were there were the parents. And
that's neat.
I got to meet up with her in Tennessee because
everyone's
going everywhere. So
is she still stationed at Patrick Air Force Base?
She's actually in London.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But her main, whenever she finishes in December of next year, they put in, now that they're married, they can be on the same days and they can live together, and they're wanting to go to Panama City because that's where his parents live.
Oh, neat.
He's retired from the military.
Good.
So they're going to put in, you know, how the military is, they'll put where they want to. It depends on their job as to whether they have the facilities for their specific job, because they're both very specific.
Yeah, good.
And so I had a wonderful time.
She's from West Virginia. So, and the lady next door there is also from West Virginia. We've had quite a few people over the years been from West Virginia. Where are you from originally?
I'm
Florida. I'll bet. That's right. You said that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's cool. So homecoming comes easy, right?
Yeah. So we have a surprise wedding, and she's back in England, and
cool.
Her is going over there to this month, and so the ladies are going to London for a ladies' trip, and so safe travels for them.
Good.
Stan's sister, her husband is the one that has pancreatic cancer, and he's not doing well at all. I wasn't able to stop and see him on the way back, Steve Summer. Tomorrow, we were told that we're going to visit the prison tomorrow. And so...
Well, that's a good thing. Who's going with you, Stan?
No.
Oh.
No, we're taking a bus. And there's a whole group of us going.
Good.
They said, oh, you're going to Hamilton on Monday.
Oh, neat.
And so, yeah.
Good for you.
So we're going to visit, because I work with private prisons. We've already been to one of our facilities, and so they want us to go visit the state-run facility.
Me.
So we're
going
to
go
on a bus and go over there. It's going to take an hour and a half to get to Hamilton CI, and so first for being stuck in the bus.
Amen. Anybody else this morning? Any of the Lindas?
I just want to continue to remember Keenan,
Travis, yes.
And Pat Singletary.
Yes.
And Tracy and Don.
Tracy and Don Bittner.
Yeah, Tracy and Don. Yeah. Thank God for today.
Amen to that. Good. Anybody else this morning? Miss Judy.
I have two brothers that are sick. The one that just had the open heart surgery, he finally came home after we had Friday. He had his open heart surgery September the 8th, and he just got home yesterday. I mean Friday. And my older brother, the one that I stay with every week, he's 92. He's the one who's bedridden. He fell out of the bed this morning at 2 o'clock.
Oh, my.
And my nephew had called the ambulance to get him up. He couldn't get him up. Just keep
thank you.
And my nephew Brian, his results on his cancer was not good, and my niece is going up this afternoon to do a liver biopsy on him tomorrow.
Up meaning Atlanta. He lives in Atlanta. Anybody else?